Good evening, everybody. So we are going to be discussing tonight a very apropos topic in general, but in particular for Shabbos, and that is learning Torah. What it means to learn Torah on Shabbos. Certainly Shabbos on a spiritual level, Torah is more valuable. The Sfarim bring down that the Shabbos is created to connect to Hashem. There's no better way to mistabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then learning Torah, for many people, their most opportune time to learn serious Torah is on Shabbos as well. But we're going to delve a little bit deeper. So, Ad Kan Dibarnu, being mitzvahs u'maisim tovim. Until now we've discussed mitzvahs and maisim tovim. Doing mitzvahs and good deeds on Shabbos. Be'emes ikur giloy shechina bo'olam hu. The main way to reveal Hashem's presence in this world is al yedei limud haTorah, to learn the learning of Torah. Shemahu is limud haTorah, that the essence of learning Torah v'shleimusu kishelo haloymen mitzido leis leimegarmet klum. And the main way to learn Torah is also that you have nothing; it's nothing about you. Again, you're just a reflection of the Shechina. We've actually discussed this as far as in its relation to Shabbos the past couple of weeks and the essence of the Jewish people. You were just like Roshin ben Shetach. When the non-Jew saw his honesty, he pointed not at him as Vietzach, but at his God, or being ambassadors, or being a reflection when we see Torah Jews keeping the Shabbos. So too, when we learn Torah, it's that reality of the being a reflection. We need Paro. We know that Paro is loyado daber lashon hakodesh. Paro was familiar with all languages except for lashon hakodesh, and that's why he made Yosef swear that Yosef did not want one more language to him. Why didn't he know lashon hakodesh? Shekol mitzias hakedusha yelokas. The essence of lashon hakodesh is spiritual, is divine. It's a divine language. It's chokhmah. There's tremendous amounts of chokhmah, of wisdom in lashon hakodesh. Shekol mitzias hakedusha hu alokas uveteva ein loy laadam ba magayad. If it would just be naturally, we would have no ability to tap into lashon hakodesh. About be'emes lo rach paro. The truth is, lashon hakodesh just comes from a place so halik. In fact, we know that the world, the protons, the neutrons, the atoms that build the spiritual world are from lashon hakodesh, from the lashon hakodesh, the holy tongue, which is, it's not modern day Hebrew, although some of the Hebrew words come from lashon hakodesh. And it's the blueprint of the world which writes to Seamus. But not just Paro could not understand lashon hakodesh, technically speaking, but even the greatest Navi, the greatest person to ever live in this world, Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the apex, the ultimate Navi, a Navi Gomer, when he first came to Torah, was not able to absorb anything. V'yadum is a famous medrash. Shekol arbayim yoyim. The first 40 days and 40 nights of Moshe Rabbeinu is on the Torah. Hashem would teach the Torah v'shochech, and he kept forgetting it. Ad until shenasla HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matana, then until Hashem gave it to Moshe as a gift. V'chein also likewise, similar, when the Talmud says in Menachos, k'shura Moshe as yeshivas Rosh HaRekiva, Moshe was shown the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, who all of Torah Shvapel, the students, are his students. Halach v'yasha b'saif shmon ashurus, who was sitting in the eighth row, and he did not understand what the students, again, this is that Gemara, is a very deep Gemara, what does it mean that they were building up Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, he wasn't able to follow the shir. Aval mashnam et talmud shenichas v'beis ha-medrash, shalom b'secha, shalom b'miyamav, shetoifes sas min ha'inyan. He says, the Rav Pinkus points out, it's very hard to understand. What does this Gemara mean that Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the yeshiva and he doesn't understand anything that Moshe is saying, even any bachur, right? You go into yeshiva, that they don't understand everything. I remember sometimes people would walk into shul and amachad. A person came from no background. I'd say to them, "Do you understand?" So they told me, "Yeah, a little bit." You know, I always try to translate or even concepts. So the person tells me, "I understood a little bit." So what does it mean that Moshe doesn't say anything? Nothing? So it says with Pinkus as follows. About be'emes v'koichas ha'tviyim, we who are finite, who are corporal, even though our neshama comes from above, it's in a physical human body, if the wattage of Torah is too great, it's so great that we'd never be able to understand it. And not just Torah, anything of holiness is above and beyond really our comprehension. With a proper Torah, she'ena d'var b'kushin, certainly Torah, which is not just a holy thing, it is the essence of holiness. Sha Torah hu d'var Hashem mamash, because again, Kabbalistically, Torah is literally the word of Hashem. Before Hashem gave us the Torah as a matana at our Har Sinai, it would not be possible, it would not be feasible for us to absorb Torah because it was way beyond what we'd be able to absorb, right? Again, if you have a very crude mushal metaphor is, you can't put something with too much wattage into a socket, which can't hold it, right? We would not have been able to absorb Torah if it wouldn't have been our experience at Matan Torah, which, by the way, we know that for moments afterwards, we had lost the sin of Adam, of Adam HaRishon. It was Pasig Zuhama. And Hashem gives it to us as a gift. Why is it? Because the essence of Torah, of Limud Torah, of studying Torah, is Giloy Shechina, is Hashem revealing himself in the essence and truth in the world to us. When we learn Torah, at some level, we're literally learning Dvar Hashem. Actually, the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, Maimonides is when he explains the Mishnah, sometimes he says, then says Amar HaTorah, he says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the language of the Rambam. Right? You learn a Mishnah in the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says this Mishnah. Right? Because when your person is learning Torah, they're hearing Dvar Hashem. Velokim Kodesh, Medaber Metoich Grona. And so to speak, the Torah is telling us Hashem's wisdom in this world. Of course, you know how we have to know how to apply it, what the meaning is. We are the people of the book, literally, and the greatest manifestation that we bring Hashem to this world is through Torah. And from learning Torah, we come to see Hashem Himself. And that's the reason, very important, that's the reason, Lama Anova, why humility is Yisrael HaGala Kina Torah. We know the Talmud says in Midrash, and say in multiple places, that a person, the prerequisite for learning Torah, that the characteristic, obviously a person has to study Torah, exert themselves in Torah, but the mida that a person most importantly needs is Anova, humility. If you have a very fancy, if you have a mirror, it can't. That the glass can't have all kinds of pictures. The mirror won't work, right? You won't be able to. The mirror won't work. Ken shleimus chachma satira, the chachma of Torah, God's wisdom, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, comes when we're humble. We realize it's not you and I. It's not the IQ. It's not who my parents were. It's not, you know, how smart I am. Hey, it's the midah of anava. Shlefi anava spotless havi humara. The more you're, it's not about you, the more you can absorb Dvar Hashem. Then you'll listen to what Hashem says. Then you can absorb what Hashem says. Ukiyadu b'sfarim shemosh rabbeinu. And as it's brought down in the Talmud, and in the works of Kabbalah, the Musa sfarim, and many, right? Moshe became the person he was, first and foremost because of his humility, because of his anava. Shebe'emes kol Yehudi hu ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'roi lehis aspakler ha-ma'ir l'kvodosh Baruch Hu. Truly, every Jew in their essence, their soul, loves Hashem and will be able to see the highest levels of revelation, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Aval kasher margish ma'alos v'gdolos atzah. The person says, why? I went to Penn Law. Oh, I went to MIT. I'm a Silicon Valley, mogul. Oh, I'm so smart. I'm good looking. Whatever it may be, the more they think about themselves, the more they're not able to absorb Torah. Right? Avak shumargish ma'alos v'gdolos atzah. Right? Then your mirror is clouded and shaded when it's about you and your intelligence and your smart, or what you want to say, or what your idea of the Torah is, or what your thoughts are. It's like a mirror has pictures, and even if there's a nice pictures on your mirror, the mirror ain't going to work well. You're not going to see what's against it. If the goal is to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then if the more it's about us, that the less it's about Torah. Hinei Chazal Mesaprim, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi Nevamos, Ma'isa Shabau Anshe Simonia Etzorebi. Talmud Yerushalmi says the people of a certain town, Simonia, came to Rabbi Huda Nasi, Rabbi, the editor in chief of the Mishnais, the Galul Hador, the leader of the Jewish people, the descendant of Hillel. And they wanted Shayitin Lem Ravi. They asked Rabbi Huda Kaddish, give us a teacher. Give us a Rabbi. Shalach Lahem as Levi Bar Sisa. He sent the great Rabbi Levi Bar Sisa to be the Rav of this town of Simonia. Also, Bima, he gets this town. Hashivu Allah. And they put him on the stage, on this big Bima. Bo Vishalu Mimenu. They went and they asked from Levi. Started asking him a lot of questions. Gidemis b'mahi chalatzas. If a woman has, she lost part of her leg, right, and she's a gidemis, what if she has to do chalitza on that leg? What's going to be? V'lo hashivam. And Levi did not answer. Rochuk dam, right, ma dina. Going back to chalitza, if she spits out not water, she's supposed to spit, and she spits blood instead, what's the halacha by chalitza? V'lo hishivam. He didn't answer those two questions of chalitza. Then, Shalu, they asked Levi ben Sisa a question of Nagata. V'lo hishivam. And he didn't ask a Nagata question either. They asked him a certain question of Nagata. Also, it didn't answer them. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I'm inspired to try one more time the video. Okay, so he answered asking questions about Anagata, didn't answer them. Bo Eitzel Rebbe, they went back to him. Amo b'chayich an ish kamosi, right? And he says, what is this? He says, I'll tell you. I gave you, Levi is as great as me. Levi is literally as great as me. So I don't know why he's not answering any of these questions. Shalach Rabbi Acha Levi. So Rabbi sent to Levi. Finally, Levi's all over Shas. He is from the greatest, the end of the Tanaim, earlier, the border from Tanaim to Amoraim. So he sent to him, right? His last church of Tanaim. Rabbi asked him all the questions and he answered them with easily. So Amalei asked the Rabbi, "Lamalo ashavta ba'ad shaltam imcha? Why, when these town people, I sent you to the city to be the Rav, when they asked you these questions, why didn't you answer them?" Amalo, so Levi said the following thing: "Asli bima gedoyla. They gave me this big. They put me on stage." Bima Gedayla, Vashivu also Allah. They put me on there. The Gavaruchi. And I thought, wow, look at me. Look at me on the stage. But all your days that because I had a moment of gaiva, a moment of thinking, you know, how great I am, because of that, I had no idea how to answer. Once I started having gaiva, I had no idea how to answer. Kar alav Rebbe, so Rebbe said, im nevalta beis nasez vos elper, mi gar mechanis nevalta b'durei Torah, what caused you, that's the passage initially, that you became degraded in your Torah because you became big in your eyes. Says of Pinkus, and this is Talmud Yerushalmi, it's Jerusalem Talmud. Umatamua hadavar, how amazing, how flabbergasting is. Ich kar le gadol hamarayim, right? Levi is at the end of the Tanaim, first generation of Moira. Ach Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi compared himself, and he, that Levi is as great as him. Shlo yada lanois, he couldn't answer these questions. Shebeemes yada hakol, lano haktan, man, these questions, you don't have to be so great as we're going to ask you to know them. And anu ktanim v'aniyem lo korakach, right? If you or I, says Pinkus, would go on a big stage, forget everything, all of your learning, Levi couldn't answer anything. It says it doesn't make sense. Levi knew kol, or could you just imagine, first of all, I think, the Chafetz Chaim goes on a stage. Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes onto a stage. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik went on to say, the Vilna Goyin. Imagine the Vilna Goyin goes onto a stage. With the Rambam. Yehuda, you learn Rashi once in a while in Gemara? Right? Rashi goes on stage. Rashi, as great as Rashi was, he was not as great as Levi Bar Sisa. Do you think if Rashi went on the stage and for a second and he had a little guy, but he'd forget all of his learning? Rashi has commentary on all of Talmud, all of Tanakh. And Levi Bar Sisa gets up there, he can't answer a question. What does this Gemara mean? And by the way, it's not just by Levi. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Chamra de Brugisu Umaya de Musta Kipchu Aseres HaShvatim Mi'Israel, right? Aseres HaShvatim went to this area, they lost their focus, and Rabbi Lezer ben Arach, he also went there. He went to this area which was the whole essence of it was Gashmis, physical Gashmis. It was beautiful, the waters were great, it was totally the best fruits, the best everything. It says Imshuch Basrayu, he got caught up in it in Iyakar Tamude, and he lost his Torah study. Kihadar Asam Kam Lenikra Besifra. When he got back to his house, he had a series of Geshmaka vacation, right? It was a beautiful vacation. And he got back, he said, instead of Achorish HaZalachem, which is this month for you, should be your month. He said, "Acherish alachem." He read Halibam, this deaf mute should be by your heart. He literally forgot how to read Psukim in the Torah. He was the greatest sage. Elazar ben Arach, Chazal said, he was even greater than Eleazar ben Hyrcanus and Rishua ben Chanan, the heads of Sanhedrin, who were Bekiva's teachers. But he didn't have any Torah study. He was totally confused. Ba'u Rabbanan, Rachmi Alei. That literally the Tanaim had to daven for him. V'hadar Talmudei. And the Torah came back. V'yadua ma'asha'amu m'sechas avos. It says in Avos that it, with all of the sages would be on one side of the scale. Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus would be on the other, including Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus on the other side of the scale. Af Imayim, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach, even Lezer ben Arach, he was greater than all. And yet he carried a pasuk that my little 4-year-old son could read, my 5-year-old son could read. What in the world is going on here? Says Rav Pinkus is an amazing thing. V'nir Abir, the elucidation is as follows. V'nei HaMishnah Metzianis Malasso. The Mishnah was explaining the greatness, Elazar ben Aruch, of his friends, even greater than Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, which was greater than everyone else. Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, it says that he was a boor soid she'enim abatiba, right? Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is a great student of Yechim and Zakkai, the teacher of Rabbi Akiva, right? The Talmud goes at length of how much he knew in those, and one of the things that the Mishnah says about him is he didn't forget a word of Torah. Of Eliezer ben Aruch, it says he was a mayan hamiskaber, it was like a river that kept going stronger and stronger. Which is he was even greater, right? It was even greater, even you know it takes away from the makor. So says the Pinkus as follows: Umuvur Khan has two types of Torah scholars. One's like a boor. And one's like a mayan. Ayesh tamer chacham has soifik al toich chal oitzus chachma like a boar, like a pit. It just goes and goes and get it. But there's another type of tamer chacham, another type of Torah scholar, who is like a mayan hamiskaber. What's like a mayan hamiskaber? A gushing water. How does it work? As long as it's connected to the source, it keeps giving and giving and giving, right? But a boar it collects the water, right? If you cut off the mayan from its source, it dries up right away, right? A boar has the water in it, and a mayan, as long as it's connected to its source, it keeps giving, giving, giving. It says that Pinkus. This is like the two types of Torah scholars. She gives another mashal like this. Two people, a king gives a shiris muflegis, tremendous wealth, but not in the same way. For one of them, he gives a certain amount of gold and silver. And for another one, he says, I'm giving the keys to my royal treasury. And whenever you need something, just take it, right? Same thing. One Hashem says, you can keep the gold and silver, take it to your house. Another, you say, here's the keys to the treasury, and whenever you need it, it's there for you. V'zeh ma shedarshu chazal, that Hashem gives, Hashem yiten chochma mipiv, he gives Torah from his piv, das utvuna. Tanya b'chia mashlo melech basar v'dam. It's like a king makes a suda la'avadav u'meshager la'oyavav imash lefanav, and he gives to all of his loyal servants what's in front of him. Kach chachma, Rashi says la'oyavav shomakom nasan l'nipiv v'loim me'oyser acher. He gives Hashem, literally Hashem feeds them and not from anywhere else. And the Yalkut, the Medrash says, Amar bi Yitzchak Moshlo Adam Radoyma. When a son comes home from yeshiva, he finds a plate in front of his father. Not to Aviv Chaticha, his father goes ahead and gives him a piece of food from the plate. He gives a piece of chicken on the plate. So he says, the kid says, I don't want the food from your plate. I want the chicken. Don't get grossed out again. I want the chicken that's in your mouth. I don't want the chicken in the plate. Dad, I want the chicken that you have in your mouth. Right? And so to speak, because the father loved the son so much, he gave him what's in his mouth. Right? He gave him literally what he sustained him for what he's eating. So too, as Hashem gives us Torah, so to speak. What's this? V'lo rak she'ein ketz. Hashem is Torah's balance. It's way more than a mayan, which is connected to a source, that the stream goes along as connected to a source. El koa ma'isa acheres. It's also the water of a mayan is qualitatively different than a pit, than a cistern or a well. A cistern or a well gets over time, the water is a little bit subtle, but what we're speaking is super important. It gets dirtied over time. Kavena melch shlo rots v'tam koi, right? Just like a kid doesn't want He wants to be completely connected to his father, to his king, to his father in the case of the king. Kain Elos, so certain Talmidei Chachamim, who were very high levels, they were sustained, right? Not like a well, right? Which is it's self-contained, it's so to speak, absorbed self. They had such a mila, they were like a Mayan, right? Everything was literally from the source itself. They had the best water, way better than Poland Springs or whatever type of water, like, you know. It was constantly fed from the purest of waters. And they were totally a reflection of Hashem. Okay? Totally everything they had was coming from the source itself. Amnon, Le'idach Gisa, on the same level, there's another difference. The Ena Chanami, it's true. Keshenechshav Michacham Mimi Harivadai, certainly the person who gets like a well is a much higher level than the person like that's like a boor. Okay, right? But it's not shiny in the rega nitok. But if you're like a flowing river or spring, right? The minute your source of your water gets shut, you have nothing. You have nothing mamish because you're not like a well that has a water. You're having fresh water constantly, as long as you're connected to the water source, right? Kamo ne sugi ashirim, harizesh shekivo oisher gadol. Right, a person who got the gold and silver in the metaphor he used before, the mashal before, he has less money, but he has the money in his house. But the person who has the key to the treasury, you can have all the treasures in the world, but the minute the key is taken away, then you're gone. You have nothing. You have nothing left. So Elazar ben Aruch, he was like a Mayan Miskaber. And the minute he got too into the Gashmias, he got lost. He lost the connection to his water source, and he couldn't remember even a pasuk. And Levi ben Sisi, who was so great in Torah, and Rebbe puts him on there, and for the 1 second that they had Gaiva, he got disconnected from his source, which is all Hashem. That's the level he functioned on. And he forgot everything. So we're not even close to any of this. The Torah that we learn, we're not going to forget Torah in 1 second if we do this. You know why? Because our Torah is nothing like this. Right? We're on a way lower level. But these great people, they were on such a high level that for a little bit, they would be disconnected. They lost all of the Torah. But what we can learn, and I'm actually, there's actually a few more minutes to go, but I think we're going to wait for next week because I'm going to do a little bit of that next week and probably something like Bomer. But I think I want to stop here for 2 minutes. One is because I want to rush the next part, and how it connects to the Shabbos. But no, 2 is, when we're learning Torah, we're not on the level that we're coming from a Mayan, and if we have a little bit of gaiva, that we'd forget our Torah, or we'd be a little bit too much into the hedonism of this world, we'd forget it at that high level. But what's important, when we're learning Torah, whether it's tonight, or any time we learn Torah, so on Shabbos, the less it's about us, when we learn Torah, it's all about trying to understand Hashem. And to realize, you know, it's interesting, I'm just, you know, to share. I've had the good fortune to learn with some very, 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 very smart people in my life. Very sophisticated people. And very often they can't understand Torah. It's the amazing thing that a person can go to, you know, the top schools or be a brilliant business person, and the Torah just doesn't sink in. And the starting point is they think they're smart, or they think they're very successful, and they try to they think they're very accomplished. And Torah doesn't work that way. It's first of all, it's divine, and we're trying to understand what Hashem is teaching us, right? And it's Dvar Hashem, and the more you know, Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was the greatest person in this world. Right? Moshe, I would say this famous story of Moshe Feinstein, I didn't know Rabbi Moshe. I was too little when he passed away, although my father was a student. But I knew his son of David, and I know his son Rav Reuven very well. My father was a big student of both of them. And they were very humble, and my father was supposed to see much more. But Rav Moshe deliberated on the most complex cases, the most controversial, dangerous, saying what the halachas in this case, which, whether it's mamzeres, whether a question is a bastard, or after the Holocaust, which woman can get remarried without being divorced because two of their husbands were dead, like cases of abortion and life and death, like the most things that he, with his humility, because he understood who he was, right? Which means that humility doesn't mean to think you're nothing compared to other people. Humility is to realize that we're nothing compared to Hashem, and everything is Hashem. And the more a person has that, the more a person approaches Torah to that, the higher the level of Torah is, and the more they can absorb the Torah. And certainly, when we're talking about being a reflection of Hashem, which we're talking about Shabbos, which we'll pick up next week, whenever we're studying Torah, we're learning Dvar Hashem. That's the first thing. We're learning the Word of God. And when we approach it, it's not about does it fit my worldview or how I view things. It's that our worldview should, obviously, have to make sure we're learning with the correct message, but that our worldview, our Torah should correct that. If we do that, not only do we understand Torah more, Torah is much more real to us, it's much more halic to us, and it transforms us that much more. Okay, we'll hold here. And Mitzvah next week, we'll finish this topic, and again, we'll probably do a little bit, it's not that much longer.